Well, look, one of our writers, folks, Bruce Cherry, has been trying to get a regular character on the show. His presentations have delighted staff and listeners alike. What can I say, people? He delivers a heaping helping of funny, served up with a side of whimsy. Now it's time for my favorite part of the week. Please welcome my dear friend Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
Thanks, Mark. I need to talk to you. I've been getting some feedback about the Pitch of the Week. A lot of people are upset that I can be heard on one station.
You mean you can be heard on only one station?
It's not what I said, is it?
Well, what have you got this week?
I decided to bring back another character because of demand.
Nobody demanded that a character return, Bruce.
I meant the demand of coming up with a different character every week. I can only do so many accents.
Often within the same character.
Aye, matey. Let's get to business. What's the number one complaint you get about the show?
That it can be heard on one station, Bruce?
Yeah, and after that?
People want to know more about my background. The listeners don't want the real Mark Maron to be hidden behind a facade of scripted verbosity.
Verbiage. See, it says right there, verbiage, not verbosity.
Sorry. A facade of scripted verbiage.
Okay. So, what do? We give him a taste of the real Mark Maron. Mm. We bring back the character, you may recall this one, your hayseed cousin Merle. Listeners get to hear all about your upbringing in a remote Appalachian hollow.
But I didn't grow up anything like that.
Yeah, Mark, I'm creating an everyman persona for you, okay? I'm doing you a favor in that sense. The last thing you want listeners to know is that your Stalinist free-love parents raised you as a girl until you were 12.
I wasn't raised as a girl.
That's the attitude! Now let's go to script. As the curtain rises, we join the Mark Maron Show in progress.
Blah, blah, blah. My opinion. Yak, yak, yak. Whoa, wait a minute. Who's just now entering the studio?
Howdy, Mark!
Why, it's my rustic cousin, Merle. Merle, I'm surprised to see you here.
Mark, what did I tell you when you left home? I said, I'll be all around in the dark. I'll be everywhere. Wherever there's a fight so hungry people can eat. I'll be there. Wherever there's a cop beating up a guy, I'll be there.
Because that guy is always you?
Yeah, stupid cops.
Hey, what brings you to California, Merle?
Mark, I'm afraid there's trouble back in your hometown, Maron's Hole.
Wait, my hometown is named Maron's Hole?
You know that. It was named after its founder and your ancestor, Jedediah Hole.
I might as well play along. Okay. Hey, what's up in Maron's Hole?
I'm glad you asked, and a little surprised you agreed to. Mark, the sheriff is trying to shut down your family business, Maron's Weed and Feed.
Merle, why is the sheriff trying to shut down a lawn and garden store?
Well, we started selling actual weed. I mean, people kept asking, and nobody was buying the turf builder until we added PCP.
Okay, so Maron's Weed and Feed has become the front for a drug operation?
Well, it was, but we got nervous and changed it into a Hooters.
Oh, now I'm ashamed.
Not to worry. We didn't pay the franchise fees, so we had to change one letter in the name. Mark, your family now runs a Hooker's restaurant.
So why does the sheriff want to shut us down?
Well, we started providing actual hookers. I mean, people kept asking. And nobody was buying the calamari. Well, they sure are now.
Well, what are you doing about the sheriff?
I forced a showdown. I said, Sheriff, Maron's Hole ain't big enough for the both of us.
Oh, this is getting painful.
See? I told him so.
No, no, I mean the jokes. That's it. My hayseed cousin Merle's vanished. Not
working.
Are
you insane? What, you saying you don't want this as a recurring character?
No. Say goodbye to Maron's Hole.
Oh, that cuts. Well, I'm going to shop the screenplay.
Yeah, you do that, buddy.